This is the eye cannabis.
So yeah, you got to burn down the entire media to legalize cannabis. The whole prohibition of cannabis started out with timber and pulp politics with Hearst Media. I don't know if you've ever seen Hearst Castle in California, but that place is huge. They got animals running around there in giant indoor pools. And, you know, it was all related to, you know, that stuff was going on way back in like the 20s and 30s. You know, sort of greasy backrooms deals to ban hemp and vilify hemp and cannabis because it was more profitable via collusion to print all the newspapers on pulp paper. So there was big motive here. You know, there's big motive. Plus, there was the tobacco industry. You know, to slander cannabis users as naive hippies and druggies, when the reality is cannabis is a medicine, and the shit they peddle, their little pharma bunny, quack bunny, geek sorcerer poisons are the drugs, are the toxic poisons and the dangerous stuff. And alcohol too. I advocate driving while high on weed. I've never gotten in an accident. I've driven in snowstorms. You know, I'm making personal luxury aircrafts and even space travel vehicles. I'm working on the space race, top space race brand, the Wowels Space Fleet. I advocate flying while stoned. Not drunk. Drinking and flying your personal luxury aircraft is dangerous, but smoking weed is a green light. Well, that's what we're aiming for in the future anyway, iCannabis legal strategy. So, let's see. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of propaganda behind this. This is heavy-hitting finances behind the banning of cannabis. And every last thing they do and legalize is the weakest and most candy-assed concession. No, get fucked. No limits. Zero limits to hemp production and growing. Zero limits to cannabis quality and quantity. Zero oversights from the policy pigs and their pig enforcers. And, you know, it's kind of a, you know, you got to beat the cancer pimps. They don't give a fuck about you. They want you smoking Philip Morris and getting cancer and dying and then saying you were an addict when the green stuff is much better. It's nice to, you know, not only skiing on weed, you know, professional UFC fighters can fight on weed. You know, I'm not going to bring up specific names, but you know, the UFC fighters, they know weed is just fine. And, hemp is great, for hemp thermoplastics for next generation flight vehicles that are, yes, superior, far superior to F-35s. You know, even potential, military technology, you know, the propaganda is so deep against, hemp and hemp thermoplastics that the military won't touch it. They won't even return an advertising inquiry about anything hemp related. These things can be used for yurts made out, you know, like a Mongolian style. I make yurts. It's part of my product line. You can learn about it later. But, you know, hemp fibers is a great business. You know, Scythian warriors, you know, in ancient times did just fine, you know, beating those drunken, stumbling armies. You know, it's a long historical political battle. Who knows how far back the cannabis prohibition thing goes? It may go back all the way to like the very, very, very beginning. Like, you know, Satan had something to do with it. I don't know exactly what the whole deal is, but my view is you're a major geek if you think you can prohibit something that grows naturally out of the ground. And yes, that includes cocaine. I don't snort cocaine. I don't think I've ever tried cocaine, but I sure as hell wouldn't mind some like tea with some you know, like a light amphetamine instead of coffee or green tea all the time. You know, that stuff's, you know, it's not that bad for you. It's just propaganda. It's just criminal kangaroos pointing their bony finger at you, trying to give 155 back-to-back life sentences for like 1 gram of cannabis. Well, they're literally drinking human blood. They're vampires. Yeah, wake up. Vampires are real, and they're in the judiciary. The law schools are vampire initiation. That's why the Bar Association's a criminal syndicate. They will never, ever, ever help you legalize weed. There is no lawyer on earth other than the iCannabis AI legal advocate that can, you know, help you do cost-effective, you know, dirty bomb-style cyber reputational warfare to crush these geeks. So that's all for the iCannabis audio 2, and stay tuned.